How come Captain Kirk gets a new girl every week?
Well, he uses up the old one.
Broadcast.com. I am Ray Wingnut, and I'm here with my main man, Jimmy Penguin.
Yo.
And we are talking about Community Scratch Games 2013.
High Rollers Bonanza.
In Galway, this Easter weekend. And I'm fierce excited. Jimmy, how are you feeling?
I'm crazy excited, Ray. Crazy excited.
I'm glad to hear it. No, listen, we're going to do the information thing, okay?
Let's do it.
It's all about the who, the where, the what, the when, and all that kind of stuff. So, first of all, anybody who doesn't know about Community Scratch Games, what is it?
You said who first, but anyway, yeah, what is it? Community Scratch Games, it's a festival that's been going on in Galway for 7 years now. Has a sister event in Brighton, Community Scratch Barbecue, and in August for the last few years we've been doing the Community Scratch Tour, which is just the barbecue in Brighton. And a few other events, whatever we do around Europe, so Poland, Berlin, and random spots around UK have been the main ones for the last few years. But the event in Galway is the main one that's been going on for the last 7 years. And that's the buzz. The buzz is Saturday. We always have like a day based around turntable music, and all the crew just do their performances, and we have a freestyle scratch battle. And the Sunday is more of a producer-based showcase. Producers from all around Ireland and a few from UK come around and do their thing, and that's the thing. So the idea is to just showcase artists that are pushing kind of turntable music and electronic music and doing their thing and up for showcasing and having a laugh.
All right, and this year it's 3 days. Is this the first year that it's 3 days?
It's always Easter weekend, and Good Friday is kind of a funny one for doing events because there's no places open and stuff. So this year it's in a cafe around the corner from the beer house at Secret Garden, and that just opened up recently, and it's a nice place, so we said we'd do the opening day in there. But usually we do something on the Thursday or the Friday before the weekend as kind of opening nights for the festival. And that's how it works.
That's excellent. Okay, so let's have a look at the lineup, will we?
Go.
Friday night is the quiet night in the Secret Garden.
That's it.
No alcohol. It's Good Friday. We're respecting the tradition. Yeah. It's and it's all good. So what's going on here? We got you're going to have to explain to me something about these people, and quite quickly as well. So we have Welfare, local man.
Everyone knows Welfare, Galway DJ, been based in here for the last few years, and he's been gigging over and over non-stop. Everyone knows his stuff. He's been prolific over the last few years in Galway.
An exceptional dude. The word dude was invented for him. There's Tapped. What's Tapped?
Tapped is a very special appearance. Nobody's probably ever seen this dude perform live. He ended up living with the guys down in Limerick from Vince McMahon and just got inspired by turntables. And I don't know even what he's doing. I think he's like playing tin whistle and scratching or something bizarre like that. So...
Excellent.
It's going to be unreal.
There's a fella called Jimmy Penguin and a fella called Speculative Fiction.
Yeah, Speculative Fiction just dropped his EP there. Guy from Cork, amazing rapper. Probably most people haven't heard of him yet, like under the radar dude. So he performed at the games last year as well, but most people probably missed that because it was quite early on the Saturday.
Amazing rapper, amazing. And of course, your good stuff as well. Ventolin and Betsatide?
Ventolin and Betsatide, yeah. That's myself and himself on Alkalinear. He's dropping his long-awaited album. It's his kind of second main album that he's doing, so people have been kind of waiting since his first one for a while for this to come out, so he's quite excited, everyone's quite excited, so that's going to be great.
And what the hell is Bethanian's Dust?
Bethanian's Dust is our main guest for the Friday night. Like, every Friday, opening night for the festival, we like to have something kind of bizarre, turntable-based, but really outside of the box.
Very good.
Those guys' original idea was like tape machines, turntables, something they called glue extractions, loop machines. They use like broken chaos pads and just bizarre setups, and they do amazing performances, full on performances, not just like live sets or musical pieces, but just like it's just guys performing music, but the way they do it, it really feels like a performance. It feels like you're watching something happening, not just watching music. It's incredible.
Where are they from? Bethanians Dust?
Bethanians Dust, Belfast. Belfast Heads, based in Berlin for the last few years, kind of honing their style and doing their thing, and used to perform as Troubled Soul, and a few records came out back in the day on All City as Troubled Soul. And kind of, if you followed your hip-hop over the years in Ireland, you know these guys.
Grant, brilliant.
But yeah, underground stuff, you wouldn't really know them just from casually listening to.
Excellent. So everyone's getting into the groove, getting warmed up nicely with nice cups of coffee in the Secret Garden on a Friday night, and then it's kickoff at 5 o'clock on a Saturday night in the Beer House.
Yep, main event.
Who else? The Maniac, Sebi C. His solo set at 5 bells.
Yep. 5 bells, 10 past 5, booze o'clock.
All right. And who better to kick off booze o'clock than Sebi C? Yeah. What the hell is he going to be doing on his own?
He's doing his spectacular VLC set. Basically, this dude is one of the most amazing DJs I've ever come across. Like,
really?
Like, his musical taste is beyond comprehensible. It's insane.
I'm actually
not
surprised.
His knowledge is just so vast. It's unbelievable. So I'm gonna get him to play some music as well, but he'll be doing a live, like his live pieces. He's be doing like a half hour of his verses over his over some beat selection, I'd say, mostly by Naive Ted. And but I'm gonna encourage him to play a little half hour DJ set as well.
Okay, so Sebi C peels off. Deviant is straight in there.
Deviant's doing a little live performance, a couple of his little live scratch routines, and then he'll be jumping on again for a DJ set later on that night.
But, savage. Shallow Bliss
is one of the guys from earlier I mentioned, Bethanians Dust. So again, the dude's from Belfast. So Shallow Bliss is going to be doing a live performance again, using kind of a bit of a mental setup, contact mics and turntables, and I'm going to get Deviant to do a bit of improv with him as well, whether he knows it or not.
Man,
He wants to or not. So that's the intro to Saturday. It's going to be mad and it's going to be interesting. So get in early and check that out.
Excellent stuff. Community Scratch Battle Royale at 7 bells.
Yes.
Knockout style.
This is the only knockout turntable competition in the world. So generally you have head to head, or it's point based and judges pick who's best. So in this, instead, we just have 8 dudes stand up, take turns over a beat. 2 get knocked out in the first round, so then 6 guys get up over a second beat, 2 get knocked out in the second round, and then after that 1 guy gets knocked out each round until you have the champion left over.
But do you have a clap-o-meter knocking people out or something?
We have a judge basically that picks. Basically the trick to the community scratch battle is just keep your cool and just flow over the beat. If you look like you're stressed or nervous, you're probably going to get knocked out that round. So that's the trick if you're entering the battle.
Okay, so everybody chill the feck out, because yeah. DJ Jem is on at 9 o'clock.
After the battle, we have Jem, one of Ireland's most kind of pushing the bars kind of DJ back in the day in the battle scene. He came out of nowhere, a younger guy, and really just pushed everyone. Everyone went, whoa, this guy's better than me, and he's only 17. So he's back with a vengeance with his live stuff these days, with NPC shows and live scratch stuff. So that's amazing.
Jeremy Murphy, how do I know that name?
Jeremy Murphy was one of our DJs in the Scratch Games the first few years. He was like our main event DJ at the end of the Scratch Games, the end of the Saturday night main event. He's been all around the world the last few years collecting vinyl and digging all over the place, crazy places. So he has a surprise set. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's going to be pretty interesting. So
savage. No, there's a guy before Deviant finishes off the night at midnight, but before that there's a guy called God.
God is Grandeur's Delusion.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So Grandeur's a delusion. No one needs to hear about them. Everyone's seen that. Everyone in Galway's seen them about 1,000 times already.
The less said, the better.
Yeah.
All right. And then of course everyone goes home and sleeps soundly. And you know, yeah, cuddles up to the teddy bears, not a butter, and gets up out of bed and out of the pajamas, reads the paper, has a carton of orange juice on a Sunday. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Goes down, gets a breakfast roll in Joyce's.
A hot dog in Joyce's.
Exactly. An inspired hot dog in Joyce's. And then goes to check out my main man on Wingnut Records, Bitwise Operator, at 5 bells Sunday. It's Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday,
the day of the resurrection.
Get your Cadburys on. Simon is doing a set with 2 DSs, two Nintendo DSs. He's doing an improvised live set as a warm-up for Voids. So that is going to be a one-off. Check it out. Don't miss it, because that's not going to be recorded anywhere or done anywhere ever again. So come check Bitwise Operator's show out. And he's warming up nicely for Voids, so...
Bitwise Operator. All those weird shaped pint glasses in the beer hose are just going to be rattling all over the place. That's brilliant. So then Voids are on. Voids are on at 6 o'clock. Do you want to tell us about Voids?
So that's going to be a nice start to the day. Voids, they've done a couple of small shows around Galway as kind of testers for their stuff that they're going to be doing. You might know Madec. He's on the Alkalinear Recordings. You might have heard some of his beats. And these guys are performing a really, really nice style of almost ambient hip-hop, electronic kind of influence stuff. Live bass, massive pedal board of crazy pedals, live looping MPC, Michael Korg, live vocals, really, really nice stuff. So yeah, come down early and check that out. It's going to be quite impressive, I'm sure.
Excellent stuff. Catnip and Claws.
Catnip and Claws is... a girl from London who's been performing around UK and doing live electronic music, and she also has a radio show over there and stuff. But she does quite prolific as well. Her stuff is up on SoundCloud. You can check it out. Catnip and Claws.
The main man from Ennis, County Clare. My name is John.
My name is John. Is our kind of midway point on the Sunday. Check out his stuff. He's got Stress Debt and Chest Pains is his label. You can check out a couple of vinyl releases, a couple of his own releases. He's going to be doing his little live thing and a bit of a DJ set.
Yeah, no, we have a couple of more heads now that I don't know who these guys are now. Valence Drakes and Moss Chops and Lewis James. Who are these people?
So these people that you mentioned, these three people together, is important because we're doing a vinyl. Alkalinear recording, the second vinyl is out in a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, it wasn't out in time for the Scratch Games, but it'll be out in about 2 weeks. Valence Drakes was the first Alkalinear vinyl, which came out not last April but the year before. This is his second Galway appearance. He's coming over. He's London based, just released on Detuned, released last year on Bedroom Research. Really prolific dude, out on so many labels over the last couple of years, and really pushing his thing. So him, Lewis James and Moss Chops are on the second Alkalinear record. Moss Chops approached us with the idea of doing this EP, I Love Space, and he got Valence and Lewis to do some remixes, and it came together. It's a really nice project. And so yeah, that's going to be available in a couple of weeks. So the three guys are showcasing and doing their kind of thing, and I put them all together on the Sunday to kind of highlight the fact that they did this amazing record together, and it'll be out in a few weeks. And so yeah, that's going to be a nice little segment to the night.
Absolutely brilliant. So, and Volatune and Lion FX.
Volatune is also another guest coming over from London. Amazing style. I hadn't heard this guy till last year, and I was kind of surprised that I hadn't heard of him, because his style is something I'm really into myself. It's really nice, kind of mellow, acid house kind of thing, and really nice dude. Just been speaking to him over the last few weeks, and can't wait for him to come over and perform. And then Lion FX is another Alkalinear artist. Also out on Boy Scout Audio and another label, I think, last year. There was a couple of releases last year, and he's been doing some amazing stuff over the last year, so I can't wait to have him down to do his performances. We were doing a tape release with him, I think, in a couple of months. It was supposed to be out, I think, last month, but we've put it off for another couple of months.
You can only do so much, Jimmy. Then.
Exactly, yeah. But the tape release was his idea, so that's going to be our first Alkalinear tape.
That's it. That ends up at about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock
on a Sunday night.
Yeah, disco ball gets switched off and everyone goes home.
Oh, thanks be to Jesus, I'm knackered. Yeah,
already,
you know what I mean?
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm yawning. You know what I mean? I've the electric blanket plugged in at that stage.
It's going to be a long weekend, but it's going to be amazing.
It's absolutely massive. And listen, yeah, how are you shaping up? Are you tired now? Are you stressed out?
I'm cool as a cucumber, I like to say now these days. Gonna go tonight now, play a bit of Street Fighter. The gang arrives on Thursday and the madness begins Friday, and that's it. So yeah, everyone just relax for the week and get your Scratch Games on this weekend.
Get to Galway and get to the Scratch Games. Okay, it's the best beats and the best buzz of the year, without a shadow of a doubt, and it is a credit to you, Jimmy, it really is. And and this weekend is just going to be nuts.
Brilliant, yeah.
Thanks a million for coming on to Curious Broadcast.
Fair play, thank you too.
All right.